Hello, everybody. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is your host, John Ong. Okay, first of all, I'd like to say how this show came about. It started when I was messing around on the internet looking for audio blogging, and somehow I came across podcasting. The first time I read about podcasting was on Engadget.com, but then later when I was doing my research about audio blogging, I actually found out about podcasting. And of course, the most influential personality of podcasting is obviously Adam Curry. Not only is his show wonderful and boingly good, it's also very informative to me. And since because of that, how influential he is, he kind of brought me out of the closet of the DJ closet. Here it is. My first show ever on November 4th. It is really, really early on November 4th. Because I think, No, it is very late of November 4th. In fact, it is actually November 5th. It will be posted on November 5th. I guess I should say it's November 5th since it's after midnight. I'm really sleepy. but I really want to get this first show out there. I worked a whole lot tonight on the setup. For some reason, I screw one step up. I don't want to go into all the detail, but I screw one step up and I've got a lot of latency. And so I couldn't stand listening to myself with that half a second of delay. I mean, I still have latency right now, but at least I can hear myself. And it's not too far of a latency that I couldn't continue my speech. I couldn't do that earlier. I have an outline, but screw the outline. I'm not looking at it right now because I'm so sleepy. I'm just going to talk. So Adam Curry was my inspiration. So I came out from the DJ wannabe closet. I'm actually doing a show right now, so it's really exciting for me. But let me tell you a little bit about myself, and that would probably lead into how I want the show to be. I'm from Malaysia. I was born and raised in Malaysia, and grew up in an ethnically Chinese family. My grandparents are Chinese immigrants, moved to Malaysia, lived there. My parents both were born in Malaysia. And so naturally, I speak more than just English. At home, I would be speaking Hokkien, which is the Chinese dialect. And I'll speak in Mandarin with some of my classmates and friends. And so besides English, and sometimes in Malay, and sometimes in Cantonese. So my show would pretty much be like this. It would be me talking about what I'm doing right now, things that excites me, things that that I'm looking forward to doing. It will be very natural. It will just be me talking. Sometimes I'll have some online friends on iChat or Skype or any other, maybe on the phone perhaps, and actually do the show with me. I have two friends who are really, really close to me. One is in LA and one is in New York. And here I am stuck in the middle of the red states of Missouri. Don't even go there. I don't want to talk about politics right now, especially that I'm only a permanent resident. I'm not even a citizen. I don't get to vote, so I'll just keep my mouth shut until I get my citizenship. But anyway, so it will be really exciting when I get to do a three-way phone line conversation with Raymond in New York and Henry in San Francisco, because they're going to report, one's going to report the East Coast for me, and the other one's going to report the West Coast for me. I think that would be fun. So that's a little bit about my show. It's going to be very natural, very casual. People, target audience is really probably just going to be my friends, my relatives, maybe. Just, it's like another form of blogging, really, that they can download or subscribe to and get the audio feed into their iPod or any MP3 audio device. I'm going to try to keep this short. If I have any content, I'll drag it out a little bit more, but it would definitely be under 30 minutes for now. 15 is what I'm striving to do right now for my first show, because it's really late and I'm sleepy and I have no content. But going into the next thing, when I was researching for this show, it sounded so serious, but really I did some research. So when I was researching for this show, I looked into what kind of music I can play. And since I'm a .Mac subscriber, I have access to free play music, a big folder of all the music that supposedly you can use for free. If you're using it for your own iMovie that you're just gonna play for yourself, for some friends at home, that's fine. But if you're gonna share that movie on the web, that's a whole different deal. This is my interpretation, okay? You can write to them and actually, or you can, you know, whoever from, I think, what was his name? Gretchen, I think, who I wrote to. Well, he sent me an email. I described to him what I'm going to do, tell him what is podcasting, and this is what I'm going to do. But my main target audience is not really to, you know, the world. It's pretty much just my relatives and friends. Perhaps sometime way down in the future, maybe somebody find this interesting and would want to listen to online podcasts, and that's a whole different deal. But in the meantime, my main target audience is just going to be friends and family. So it's pretty much like sharing your video that you edit, like a home video, using the music, which is fine. But if you want to put it on the web, like what I'm doing right now, it's not. So, well, it's not fine. I just have to pay $250 per title per year. I don't want to do that right now, frankly. So my workaround was to find my own source to get music. In fact, I wrote to Adam Curry this afternoon about that, asking him to see what suggestions does he have since he's a pro. But my workaround in the meantime is to go back to the circle of people that I know would let me use their music. So I went to iCompositions.com, look around, and, you know, I already have a few friends that I made from iCompositions.com. And one of them is Hero. I forgot his last name. I can find out while I'm, you know, telling you about him. His name is Hiro. In fact, he just wrote me an email today asking me how I'm doing. He's a Japanese guy, very cool, very talented. He has a band in Japan, as far as I know. And he was, he posted a song, just the audio track. There's no, he's Hiro Wakayama. Hiro Wakayama, and he goes by Mustang JP on iCompositions.com. I just pulled up his info. So he has a song on iCompositions that does not have a melody. It's just a bass track. It's a pretty nice bass track. And I was just browsing around. I think it was in one of the collaboration section of the auditorium on iCompositions. So I thought, okay, well, that sounds like a fun piece. I think I can, you know, maybe sing something for it. So inspiration came. I wrote the song in Malay. I don't know why it came to me in Malay, but it did. So I wrote that song in Malay. And after that, I came up with the tunes, the melody pretty much, because the bass strikes there. So I used that song. So that was my opening song. The opening song that you heard earlier was, I'm going to play it silently in the background as I'm telling you what it is. The song that you heard was actually called Langit Biru Kita. It means Our Blue Sky. It is a song written, like I said, the bass track was written by Hiro, and then I wrote the lyrics, I wrote the melody for it, I created all the backups. You know, singing backups is one of my favorite things to do. So, if I haven't told you, I'm a singer, blah, blah. So, so here, I'm going to play a little bit of that track. I've re-edited the whole song just for the intro. And also a short piece to play at the end of the show. So this is the song that in its entirety, well, not really. I'm not going to play the whole song, but you can at least hear it. That's me singing. So anyway, he really likes that. Oops. Okay, so Hiro really likes the audio. There you go, enough. So he really likes the melody that I wrote. So he's been asking me, he sent me two other tracks that he wanted me to write the melody and maybe something in English. I'm not really a composer. I'm really just a singer. Just give me the song, then I'll sing it. But sometimes when inspiration comes, I can create something. But that's not the case most of the time. And so I haven't really told him about using that song as my intro, but I just have a strong feeling that he'll be all right. I'll let him know. If it's not all right, I'll just pull it off. But it's a collaboration piece, so I'm sure he'll let me use it. And so besides that, that's how I got the music. It's really hard not to use music in my show, especially as a singer, as a musician. It really is tough just to do a show that has no music. It's just so dry. Well, for me at least it is, because I have no content to begin with, and if I don't have any music, it's gonna suck big time. So I guess that's a little bit about my music struggle when I was researching for the show. And I really need to look for my other playlist because I think it's approaching 15 minutes. I should end the show and I should go to bed. My first show sucked, but that's all right. I was just like a test out and see how things are type of show. Technically, I think I'm okay right now as of like 12:35 on a Friday morning. It's good for now. So there you go. It's approaching 15 minutes. I think I'm going to stop the show, but I hope that people would actually come and download the MP3 and actually listen to it. I haven't used any other languages yet for this show because I just thought the introduction, everybody should understand that. I hope, especially my friends and family, I hope my mom's listening, I hope my dad's listening, I hope my sister's listening, I hope my brother-in-law's listening, and all the kids, Mabel, Marcus, Malcolm and Matthew are listening too. Hello. So I'm going to sign off now. And hopefully my second show would have more content. So there you go. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.